Hey everyone, Daily Patreon. I've been feeling a little difficulty in staying inspired for these. Not because like I don't have a lot to talk about, but because I just don't have the time to put in for the longer episodes. So like, you know, every time I mean to do a homicide episode, it's difficult because I'm doing other stuff. Or every time I'm, you know, wanting to do a little more about a new manga or a new anime or like a new game or whatever, I just can't seem to find the time to start. And one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about is this this question of leisure. I had a couple of ideas for talking about stuff this this episode, and I almost started this. I literally did just start this minutes ago, thinking I was going to talk about this this game I love that really doesn't get enough attention, called Long Gone Days, and why I like RPG Maker games, or you know, Long Gone Days isn't an RPG Maker game, but a game that sort of has that element. In any case, I'll talk about Long Gone Days at some point or another. It's a very good game. I want to talk a little bit about leisure, and one of the reasons is because, you know, games are intended as leisure, of course, meant to be something that takes your mind off stuff, you know, typically not work, although, you know, I've made it part of my work life, and many people do the same. It's not uncommon for people to attempt to sort of enter into culture, media industry by way of their playing habits. You know, for as many people as you know, go into careers in Twitch streaming or writing about games or podcasting about games or doing videos about games or whatever, or hell, creating games, right? This desire to make these things our job, of course, is mirrored by the fact that like, or, you know, pursuant on the fact that, we want to make these games, we love playing these games, right? Like we really like, immersing ourselves in video games, and the idea of being able to do that full time is extremely, tempting. However, there's something about, something about the question of leisure that's been bugging me, because like I've been able to at times take time to play games that I know aren't quote unquote on my list, right? And this can mean a couple of things. Certainly, I'm as guilty as anyone of falling into the gacha game hole, as anyone who's listened recently would know. The truth of it is I've like found myself signing in on these games to get the daily bonus or whatever, and it feels a bit like clocking in, right? Like, oh, got to get in there to do this, got to get in there to do that. There's nothing edifying necessarily. I would say the Toho game, now you see the other problem. But the Toho Last Word game, probably the one that's engaging me the most right now. And that's in part because I'm not going through the Arknights main story, because it's almost too much story, right? Like it feels like another commitment. I'm sure when I do, I'll love it, like I always do. But right now, just like sort of logging in, checking in, doing the normal things and getting away seems to be the thing to do, right? Same with Final Fantasy 14. Logged in for the MSQ the other day, finished that up, ready for the new X pack when it drops. And in the meantime, there are all these sort of like narrative experiences, whether in video game form or a television form or movie form or book form, that are sort of falling by the wayside. And in part, this is because I can't help but think of them as anything but work, right? Things I have to do to pay the bills, things I have to do to produce ideas for the podcast. This is why I haven't started the Yakuza games, for instance, because they're things that I need to use for work. Or they're pure leisure. Oh, I'm going to leave the yawns in, because give you a sense of where I'm at. I'm not that exhausted. Honestly, this is nice to do. Even doing these little podcasts feels like a bit of leisure for me, because they're so different from what I typically do. Almost like sharing a little journal, a little diary with you all. Working through some thoughts live always is enjoyable. People seem to like that about my Dora Hodoro episode, so you know, hopefully this isn't crossing any boundaries, or not crossing any boundaries, but misinterpreting the signs. But either games are too much for my job, right? Where like, oh, this has to be something that I spend a lot of time on or do some sort of podcast on or something. So I have to prepare. So it becomes like a big deal. Oh, how do I stream this? You know, can I find the time to stream this? It would be a good idea if I was able to, you know, play the new Nier on stream, like all this stuff, right? Not the new Nier, but the Nier remake on stream. And then there are other games that, like, I look at and I, you know, I'm looking through my games list and I'm seeing, like, the Somnium Files, which I know it's a visual novel Zero Escape guy, I think. And, you know, I've heard mixed things about it, but it's something that I think would be fun to play. There's, like... I'm just looking through this RPG Maker MV. Like, I really would like to play that. That can't be 40, right? MV? There's no way. You know, just looking. Pathologic 2, another one I really want to play, kind of more like work. Ori and the Blind Forest, haven't played it yet because guess what? I feel like it should be like a game that is leisurely, that I will like to play, that I will have fun with. Metal Wolf Chaos, same deal. And I'm just like listing off games here. Killer is Dead. Hades. I haven't ever played Hades because I'm worried how much I'm gonna play it. Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy. Like that would be a fun game to stream. All this stuff, right? Like I keep looking at these games and I'm thinking, like, man, this seems so fun, but it would require me setting an hour aside, or require me setting this aside or that aside, right? And that element of needing to set something aside, needing to spend an hour here or there doing something that isn't immediately productive, but in the future might have productivity or might give you some sort of edification, is, I think, something that's extremely difficult in our current moment, right? Particularly for me, right? Like, I'll be perfectly honest, this is doubly so for me. You know, there's a million things that demand instant attention or immediate attention, right? And those things can be important, but it's also true that leisure and also like long-term sort of like cultural investment can be important too. I think we so often hold two things in our hands at the same time, one being that it is an act of like pure leisure and indolence to be able to sit back and like read a comic book or like read a manga all the way through or watch a movie. The Seven Samurai takes from this week, for instance, it could be any week. Someone's always having a take about Kurosawa for some reason or another. I guess because he's sort of like a sacred cow. But like, you know, like it's indolent to go watch Seven Samurai for 3 hours, or it shows a kind of privilege to be able to do. And this is the nicest way of putting it. It shows a kind of privilege to be able to do, you know, X, Y, and Z with 2 or 3 hours of your life. And that could be true. The indolence thing less so, but the privilege thing, sure. And then on the other hand, we hold this idea that, like, if you aren't being cultured, you are wasting your time here on Earth, right? Like, you are doing yourself a disservice. You are not being a curious person. You're not being intentional about what you're interested in. All this stuff. And so, like, what I find kind of interesting is this balance that we have to strike between the things that are productive, right? The things we're able to do that produce a sort of immediate utility, whether or not that's monetary, content, however you want to imagine it. And the two sort of become much the same, you know, for me, certainly, but also for a lot of other creators, even more so. And then just stuff that, you know, may one day become content, sure, but in the moment it's not moved towards any sort of actual end, right? It is simply experiencing something for the sake of experiencing it. And I feel like that is something that is harder and harder to justify given how many jobs, how many lines of interest, how many responsibilities we all have. And it's not just me. I mean, part of it's getting older. But I feel like, you know, within the pandemic, the work from home movement in business and capitalism generally has really gone into hyperdrive. And while there's a lot of benefits to working from home, it also is the reason capital likes it so much is because your house is now your workplace and you have no escape. So at any time, it can be work time. This essentially makes it so that leisure time and the personal edification feels more and more indolent and less deserved. Today, so it's the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, I had a day off. I got a day off from work. Very, very nice of them. You know, thanks for the day off. It was very helpful. I purposefully did not do anything productive. I didn't do anything for the podcast. I didn't do anything for my job. I didn't do anything for teaching. I didn't do anything productive. Nothing for the book, nothing, right? And it was very helpful to have that break. And yes, privileged, all that stuff, you know, I acknowledge it. However, it was helpful, and it also makes me realize how much stuff I associate with work that ought not to be, right? I didn't sit down and play 6 hours of like Monster Hunter Rise because in my mind that could be content, or that could be something. Like, I didn't sit down and watch an anime because that could be content, or a movie, or something that I've been meaning to read. Like, all this stuff in my mind requires a sort of like back of the brain estimation of what it can do for my brand, or for the podcast, or whatever you want, right? And that's me, like that's specific. But I feel like this is something that happens to us all in a certain way. There's a cost benefit attached to the time that we spend doing things we enjoy, and in order to tweak that cost benefit, it is always something where, you know, you're asking, oh, maybe I could write something on this, or, you know, maybe someone would like to hear me talk about this, or maybe I could do like a paper on this for my degree or whatever, right? It is a mutation of the do what you love and you never work a day in your life thing into nothing you love can ever not be a piece of productive labor as well. And again, this isn't woe is me. It's the way it is. But I think we all need to reevaluate our relationship with leisure and our relationship with things we enjoy. And myself, you know, first and foremost, you know, heal or heal thyself in this case. I'd like to start having an hour a day where I do something that I like and may not have any benefits or to my professional life at all. It doesn't even have to be something I like. It could just be something, right? Maybe that's not possible, but it seems quite healthy. So, you know, here's to that. I will say these daily podcasts have been and I know they're not daily, but they're getting there. I promise. I'm doing my best. And it's just an adjustment, to figure out how to get it all out there. But, they have been very clarifying too. So thanks for being there with me. Sorry, this one wasn't specifically about video games, but I think it has a lot to do with them. And, I will talk to you soon. Thanks for all the support. I'm planning a big surprise. I'm gonna-